This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Leaf. L-E-A-F. Leaf. Text the word LEAF to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. All right, man. Message and data rates may apply. LEAF, L-E-A-F, is this hour's code word. So that's the deal. We are doing the 12K a day. It kicks off this morning. You'll hear a code word every hour, around five after. I'm doing it a little early, so you may have to try it more than once, but LEAF is this hour's code word. L-E-A-F. It's a national contest, and it could be worth $1,000 in your pocket. Boy, Entercom is just, they're rolling this out all the time. Giving away money, 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 making it rain.
On them hoes.
Yeah. Yeah, homin. Hoes, I make it rain. Hoes. Hoes.
Spiritual gangster over here.
Listen, don't remind me of Friday. I'm trying to enjoy Monday. God. Awesome day. I know you're coming over here to do stuff on the computer, but I need you to play a thing for me. I'm going to go ahead and just, I'll start the story and then you can run over. I'm going to start with Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan.
I'm very curious about this because she was all over the news.
Yeah, this is, I don't know. You know, honestly, I was watching the video this morning and just thinking, Lindsay, what the are you doing? What are you doing? A, what are you doing in Russia? B, what accent is that? C, please leave the people alone. So she's driving down the road, and she...
This is in Russia. This isn't in Greece.
This is in Russia.
Because I thought she was in Greece.
Doing a TV show at her Mykonos Lindsay Lohan nightclub, or whatever the hell she's got going on. So... Over the weekend, she live streamed herself. Was that like an Instagram live? It looked like it with the hearts going.
It was an Instagram live.
She's in Russia. She is in a car and she sees a homeless family, mom and dad and like two kids. And the car gets pulled over. She gets out and starts live streaming. And she basically.
Now, wait, so was she driving or she's in a car with others?
I think someone's driving her. Okay. There are other people with her.
There are.
Yes.
All right.
So TMZ is saying she was in Moscow. She comes across this homeless family. She gets out of her car and confronts them on Instagram Live. She's claiming she's speaking to them in Arabic at times too. Mm-hmm. Like I guess they're a refugee family or she thinks they are. We don't really know what their deal is at all. And when she tried to steal their children, she got punched in the face. You don't see the punch because she's holding the camera, but you see her phone go haywire and she starts crying and she's so scared. Let's go ahead and roll the tape.
Sure.
This is just audio. Obviously, we can't play you video.
Of her accusing them of human trafficking.
Yes.
With her accent here.
They're trying to get away from her at this point. She's following them.
So that's what happens is give me your hand, I think.
She tries to take the kids. She actually says to them at one point, kids, come with me. We'll go back to my place and we'll watch a movie. And she wants to save these children. She's like saying sex traffickers. Meanwhile, this is a like family that's just out on the street. We don't really know anything about this family.
What I'd read initially was she was offering to put them up in a hotel. Like, why are you guys on the street? Let me get you a hotel.
So and they clearly
first,
don't understand her at all.
She's trying to sort of rescue this family of, I think it's four, right? There's a man, a woman, and two kids.
Boys.
And then somehow from them either not understanding her or just all around turning her down, like, we're good, man. Mm-hmm. We're right here.
And they're trying to get away from her. They get up and they start walking away. And she's following them, trying to grab at the kids.
That's when it transferred, I guess somewhere through the way, it transferred from her just trying to be nice to a homeless family to these people are crooks and they're trafficking kids. And
yes,
I don't speak Arabic, but I'm pretty sure shalom, hello is not Arabic. I mean, I kept hearing her say that.
And just putting a on stuff also does not make it another language.
Yeah, and giving yourself an Arabic accent. I mean, I don't know if that makes them understand you better.
Yeah, I don't know.
But hey, listen, if there's anyone who speaks Arabic, if shalom, hello means something.
Shalom, hello. Is that something in Arabic?
I don't think it is.
So she gets out. She confronts them. I guess she's trying to help. They're not interested. They get up and start walking away. She follows and harasses them, saying that they're ruining Arab culture by doing this. She accused them of child trafficking, but doesn't really explain why. I guess because they're taking their kids with them and there's traffic. The kids did want to come with her.
Well,
they did, you know, I mean, here's a lady who's offering them a place to sleep in a movie. The parents, of course, wouldn't let them. They're their children. She tries to physically grab the kid, and that's when the woman
punched
her right in the face. Like, do not touch my children. So you don't actually see, if you've watched this and it's everywhere, you just see the camera shake, and then you see her. Then I guess someone else takes her phone away from her and turns it on her so she can make her commentary. And is she wrecked? Is she using again? Like, what's her deal? She actually seems completely ridiculous.
I couldn't tell if this was her doing bits for her TV show. Like, is this part of the show or what? But I just, as I thought about Lindsay Lohan when this story first broke, I thought, you know, I imagine some rich person said, come to Greece, I'll give you a home, or
you could run my nightclub.
Some person
right,
who's got a ton of money and just likes American celebrity rescued her by offering her something that she, offering her to live in a way she's accustomed to.
Mm-hmm.
Because in America, she was running out of dough, right?
Mm-hmm. Her whole family's. Didn't they have to sell that house they have on Long Island? And, you know, she was supporting the whole family.
So I think that's what brought her to Greece or Russia.
I don't know why
that's
she's
what
in Russia.
That is, but is this the TV show or is this her do-gooding idea of good do-gooding?
I don't know if there was you certainly don't see a camera crew. It's all her iPhone or whatever phone she's rocking. But after the punch in the face, then they turn the camera on her.
Okay. When she said, I'm so scared, you know what that reminds me of?
Well, the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, the Blair
obviously.
Witch Project. I mean, come on,
she's
right?
She's doing an audition there for Blair Witch 5.
Video footage seemed like Blair Witch 2. What's funny is
I did. You're not wrong.
After she got punched in the face, it was like 10 seconds of silence of her being shocked. And then this is her going. That's how she reacts to a punch in the face. By the reset. We should reset real quick. This is Lindsay Lohan.
This is Lindsay Lohan. Randomly in Russia, trying to rescue / steal children from a homeless family. She posted the whole video, and then she took it down, but someone luckily had screen captured it. Let's face it, we needed to see that. So, and her people are not commenting on this, but, you know, I don't even know.
Could you remind me where was this again?
Moscow.
In Moscow.
Yeah, she's... You know, she was dating a Russian dude. In fact, isn't that the one that she claimed beat her up?
Yeah.
Was he like a rich dude from Moscow? Like,
wouldn't he have to be?
He would have to be. Is he like an oligarch, though? Like one of the really blitheringly rich? And I wonder if she spent a lot of time in Russia because of that, and so she likes it there, and she was just visiting. Like, I feel like she should be busy with her TV show and her nightclubs or hotel thing that she's got going on there. I don't know.
Oh, Igor Tarabasov.
Oh, Igor. Nice. Tarabasov. Shalom, hello.
I don't think that's Arabic. Igor is a billionaire.
Shalom is Hebrew. A Hebrew, meaning peace and harmony.
Well, that's Hebrew. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they're Arab. Gonna,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
And there are other foreign words that she puts in there.
Good point, Hooman.
I know, right?
They're different.
They are.
Anyway, I don't know what her deal is, but she's that's why we heard about her this weekend.
She's just more continuing to embarrass herself.
Bizarre behavior. All right, let's talk about Saturday Night Live. It was back. Some new credits. You know, they started the whole thing over. And the open was a parody of Thursday's Brett Kavanaugh hearing. And they brought in Matt Damon to play him. And I don't know if he had, like, a prosthetic nose and, like, prosthetic. He had, like, the same kind of triangular frown lines. And they did a good job on it. Like, it took me a second to realize who it was. And the audience, too. It's kind of like a, oh, it's Matt Damon. So it was really well done. It was very funny.
You watched the whole episode?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. He did a pretty good job of mugging and yelling and broing out. I think he started with, I'm going to start at 11, and I'm going to get up to about a 15. They brought in a few. The former cast member, Rachel Dratch, popped in there. She was playing one of the senators. Kate McKinnon was Lindsey Graham. There was also a cameo from a cardboard cutout of Alyssa Milano. I guess she was at the hearing.
Yes.
And I guess they took, you know, so she was on camera a couple times. They kept, like, popping her up behind people. It was, like, a very...
She's become very political. I saw footage of her calling on behalf of some Democrat, like, actually cold calling people for votes.
Oh.
Like, whoa. She's active. Mm-hmm.
Did you pull any audio from...
Yes.
Okay, great. Let's hear a little
of
that.
Matt Damon here?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's long. It goes on. If you haven't seen it, listen, if you're conservative, you're going to hate it.
The president tweeted about it.
Yeah, he did. And in fact, Matt Damon's getting a lot of crap online because it is, you know, it's clearly not for you if you're supporting Brett Kavanaugh. But, you know, surprise, if you've watched SNL at any point, it's always been somewhat political and has left-leaned for years. And the Trump stuff with Alec Baldwin has just been every... I was surprised Trump wasn't there at this. So no huge surprise. There were a few other things about SNL, though, most notably Kanye, and we'll get into that in a second. But Pete Davidson, who is now engaged to Ariana Grande, they made a million references to that.
He's a sickly looking thing, isn't he?
He is a sickly. In fact, he made it. He goes, I just look like the guy you think needs more blood.
He knows then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He fully knows. In fact, at one point, there's like Kyle Mooney and other cast members like trying to cop his look. He dyes his hair the same color and is dressed in the same way and stuff. And Pete Davis is like, dude, why are you doing this? You know I have mental problems, right? And Kyle Mooney pulls out a bottle of Scripps. He's like, yeah, man, so do I. Then they're going to get in a big fight. And... the Kanye thing. I don't know, Kanye.
Was he good or bad?
Horrible. Absolutely
horrible. You're
like,
saying he was
inexplicably
horrible.
Inexplicably bad. So the first song he did, I don't know what it was called, but he was dressed as a bottle of Perrier.
I think it was charted, that song. It's not from his new album. This is,
I love it. That's not a new...
No, we played it before a few times.
I thought it might have been that one because it was I want my bleep bleeped and I...
Yeah.
I'm a effed up.
I'm a sick... I like I'm a it si- quick. Right. I'm a sick. Yeah,
that's what it was. Mm-hmm. So he's dressed as a huge bottle of Perrier. He's wearing a huge Perrier costume or Pellegrino, whatever, one of those green sparkling water.
Right.
And the other guy, I don't know who the other guy was, but he's dancing with him, is dressed as a huge bottle of Fiji water. So it's sparkling or still, you can choose.
All right. I go sparkling
was
myself.
Was it Kid Cudi? It was someone.
I don't know who it was. All I know was I was watching and going, are you effing kidding me?
Lil Pump.
Lil Pump.
What a piece of poo song. And the dumbest. And then the second song he came out. The one thing I will say about the second song, I could see that chick's nipples the whole time.
I think those are pasties.
I don't know, man.
They're very circular shaped and maybe they look like nipples, but they're, you know.
When she turned sideways, I could see the bump of the... The protruding.
It is
knowledge.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Sarah.
It is, Ben. Chick's hot in a super severe, like, what did she do to her face? She looks like Lil' Kim, if Lil' Kim was super skinny and totally ripped, like most ripped abs you've ever seen. And then they're just sort of walking around the stage doing another horrible song. And then at the end of the show, when the cast usually stands there and says goodbye and thank you, Kanye starts performing. He did a full-on song. A bunch of people were singing. He was singing. Apparently, after the cameras turned off and the show wasn't on anymore, he had the Make America Great cap on. He went into a big rant. This did not happen on the show. It happened right afterward, and people... Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Now listen.
Yes.
I'm with you. You know that, right?
Okay.
Is it possible, though, that a white woman in her 50s just didn't understand what he was doing?
It is. That is possible, but I'm a white woman in my 50s who watches that show and has been watching the Kanye thing and still can't understand
and
it.
Still
like,
didn't
I'm
get
still
it.
Like, wow, that's even for
even
Kanye.
Trying
that's crazy.
To.
I'm trying poopity scoop.
And it didn't
but
work.
But it's not working
all right,
for me.
Well, okay.
You know, maybe there's someone who's not a white woman in their 50s who'd like to call in and explain it. If
I think Vaughn
possible.
Actually likes this song. I don't
oh, did Vaughn?
I don't
oh,
Vaughn
hate the song
it.
Either. I don't hate the song. I love it. But I know that when I was when I was driving home one day with Vaughn, I was taking him back to his house because it's kind of my way home. So he was singing along to the lyrics, and I'm like, okay. So he listens to this song and knows some of the lyrics. So I think he doesn't hate the song.
I miss
wait,
the
you
Kanye
had it on?
Who did
yeah,
Heartless
well, what I have on is
Gold Digger
the top hits. So I'll play the top hits on Spotify and Top 100. That way I feel like I'm, you know.
With it.
Hip to yeah, it,
up,
yo.
Up to date with all the big hits. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. You're right. I don't get him. I've never been a huge Kanye fan, but I like some of his old songs. And it just seems like lately they're not even songs. They don't feel like songs. They just feel more like something other than songs.
Rap.
So they know. They don't even seem like rap. They don't even seem like
Let's
the songs
give
that are in
a
the top
taste
10.
Of what that show looked
okay.
like with the.
Oh yeah. Oh, do you have the video?
With the costumes
okay.
up.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm just not sure what's. So.
I think it's funny.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And then there's a lady in the background looking at her iPhone. Okay.
All right.
You know what? I guess it's just not for me.
Well, it made me laugh. There's no doubt. But. Mm.
Well, maybe that's what he was going for. He had to be because who dresses up like a Perrier bottle? I just don't get it.
Do you think when the cast was backstage with them, they were like, what are you
Oh, that's
doing?
The lady that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's super hot. Yeah.
It's really too see. Dark.
Yeah,
I can't.
It's really dark.
And they, you know, they get in pretty close, and she's
pretty darn good looking.
Yeah.
She is.
Ripped belly. Face is kind of jacked.
I can't tell. Anyway.
Anyway, so they're just running around, not really singing, not really rapping.
Oh, I can really. See stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic.
Yeah. You
she
can.
Looks great.
Come on, man. You can see that. That was good. That was
defined.
The best part of the whole Kanye thing. Anyway, he said that people bullied him backstage not to wear the hat. He wore it on the, just as he was saying goodbye, the Make America Great Again.
Right.
He talked about whether or not President Trump is a racist. He said, follow your heart, stop following your mind. That's how we're controlled. That's how we're programmed.
By the way, that hat that he was wearing was, he changed it. He changed up the brim and it did certain things to it.
He customized it.
Customized it to his brand.
Anyway, he's not Kanye anymore. He's just Ye. Just so you know how to address him if he ever comes in.
It'll be interesting to see who won the weekend, if it was Weezy.
It's probably Weezy.
Or Ye.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, he didn't release the album. It's still not out.
So then,
there's no way he can win the weekend since he didn't have a record out. He also, I don't know if you heard him talking about the 13th Amendment and abolishing that. He says he's going to go on TMZ Live today to clarify his thoughts on it. And then, let's see, there was a tweet from President Trump.
He's going to clarify his thoughts on that, huh?
Yes. So stand by, everyone.
Well, get ready for tomorrow's celebrity trash, because that's going to make the list. I love that. Look at him dance in the bottle costume.
Yeah, it's certainly something I've never seen before, so I'll give him that. I was sort of hoping he'd be wearing those slippers he had on.
And look at the lady behind them.
I know. So strange. She had some comments to make during the song.
Well, she features on that show. I'm sorry. I don't know, but she's what she's saying in that video behind them mm-hmm. is also part
is
of that song.
Okay.
So I don't know. I have no idea who she is, though.
So Trump tweeted, like many, I don't watch Saturday Night Live, even though I past hosted it. No longer funny. No talent or charm. It's a political ad for the Dems. Word is that Kanye West, who put on a MAGA hat after the show, despite being told no, was great. He's leading the charge. And then quickly...
Oh, I got her. Her name is Adele Givens.
Oh, okay.
She's an actress, comedian.
So if you didn't watch, there's a quick synopsis. I always watch it on Sundays, and my mouth was hanging open.
Frankly, that might be the best thing I've seen him do in a long time.
Yeah, well...
I love the Pellegrino bottle. That's fantastic.
I do actually feel like I'll take the poopy scoop over the Pellegrino bottle, but it could just because I'm not a costume person. Really, rather, I don't know. I'm not a rapper guy either. So that is part of it. I really like to see a band. I like to see, when I see a musical performance, I want to see people playing music.
Well, you know, it's trippy.
Talent.
I felt like it felt like amateur hour. It was just weird and disjointed, and it was still going on even when they weren't singing.
When he started out, he would have taken a spot like that and loved it and tried so hard and done his very best. Now he's something entirely else, and
I don't know what.
He's goofing on everybody, in a sense. Like, he's not even trying.
Mm. No, he's just yay, by the way.
I mean, there's his art, if I guess is what that's all about.
I guess, Ben. I really don't know. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Fleet Week. I'll get to that. Medical symptoms. Nothing.
All right. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Michael Franti, longtime friend of the show. He's going to be visiting us tomorrow. We're very excited about that. And caller number 9 right now gets a pair of tickets to see Michael Franti's film, Stay Human, at the 41st Annual Mill Valley Film Festival. It's a week from today, Monday, October 8th, at the Cine Arts Sequoia Theater. And you'll get a pair of tickets to Michael Franti's performance at the Sweetwater Music Hall that night. It's a benefit for the California Film Institute and the Do It for the Love Foundation. Be calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. And you'll get tickets to see the movie and a performance. Very exciting. Call now.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's website where this is a show.
Hello.
I mean, not a radio. Well, it is a radio show there as well.
Sure.
You can get the podcast. But we're a TV show.
Yeah.
Watch us.
Yes. Hello.
Not a TV show in the sense that it's on TV. Never mind. Go to RadioAlice.com.
It's a looking glass. You can watch us do the show.
There's so much fun to be had at RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. Well.
Yes.
With a bow, Dreamforce closes. And Fleet Week opens.
Oh,
so
right.
One leaves, the other arrives. It, actually, though, Fleet Week during the week isn't the most crowded time.
Right.
It's this upcoming weekend when, you know,
the
crowds will
happens.
Come in for the air shows and stuff. But
they'll be practicing and you'll be scared by it.
Yes. Yes, there will be fighters.
Thank you,
well,
Kanye.
They're not.
Thank you, yay.
Anyway, Fleet Week,
yes.
Everyone.
It's happening.
This week. Goodbye, Dreamforce.
Hello, Air Force.
Right. Hey, good one.
Thank you.
Okay, so last week we had the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh testimony.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like although he cleared the vote from the Senate Judiciary Committee, they have called for an FBI investigation into the sexual assault allegations before the Senate takes on the vote. I believe the makeup, I have it here, of the Senate is like 51 to, there it is. The Republicans have a 51-49 majority in the Senate. So they'll wait the week, though, for the FBI to look into the sexual assault allegations before confirming him to the Supreme Court. I believe, and I looked through this article and didn't find it, I believe they plan to vote this Friday.
Right.
But we'll see how that plays out as the FBI is looking into the allegations.
I just thought, watching him testify, that is clearly a person who does not have the temperament to be a Supreme Court justice. And it's like you said last week, A, what's your rush? B, don't you have a long list of people who are qualified? Let's go to the next person. That guy was embarrassing on the stand.
Well, it's politics are at play here.
Yes, they are.
And that's what we're dealing with.
Right.
The most Googled medical symptoms in every state. This is fun. Who hasn't looked up why they have dark green poop?
I haven't looked that up.
You haven't looked
Why do you have dark green poop?
I have no idea. I haven't looked that up. I was actually joking because the list of things that people have looked up are actually really interesting.
Okay.
They went by state. So the new study looked at the symptoms that people in every state Googled the most last year. And there are some like stress and sniffles. In California, it was sweaty palms.
Oh, why do I have sweaty palms? What could that be a symptom of?
Right.
I can answer the dark green poo.
Oh, wonderful.
So you've looked that up?
No, I just did right now.
Oh.
So we could answer it. Your food might be moving through your large intestines too quickly, which could be a bunch of different reasons. But if you're eating a lot of green food, like leafy vegetables, food with green food coloring, ice pops, a lot of iron supplements, and you have bile duct obstruction.
Okay. So you could have all kinds of things. Could just be what you're eating. It could be something really wrong.
Green poo.
Is that the most popular search in some state? Is that why?
It was the most entertaining search. That was in South Carolina, but as on the list, there's phlegm misspelled F-L-E-M.
Oh, not phlegm?
And that was, phlegm? Where is that? New Mexico, Nebraska, signs of low testosterone.
Oh.
Idaho, symptoms of E. coli. This one, Indiana, uncircumcised problems.
Oh.
I don't know what they might
be. Gotta keep it clean, guys.
But that is something that made the news this morning. All of this irritable. Oh. Where is that? Is that Montana?
That's irritable.
Irritable.
Irritability is the symptom. You could be a bitch.
Right. Stomach ache and...
I could answer that one.
Washington. Morning sickness. Oh. So there's just a long list of things that people are searching on Google.
That's fun. Have you ever looked up symptoms?
I look up all kinds of stuff all the time. See, or I have in the past.
Yeah, I don't do it. I've done it once or twice years ago. And then I was just like, okay, so I have cancer. Like every single thing came back to like, you know, if you just looked up the simplest thing, like my eye is twitching. Well, clearly you've got a brain tumor. I mean. And then you run to your doctor like, I Googled this and I have a brain tumor.
Yeah, I mean, there's little things that you look up that are, you know, you just. Whatever, I'm sitting here, I might as well see. And then there's the big things, which really, that's a doctor visit.
Yeah.
You know?
This home diagnosis thing is probably doctor's least favorite thing about the internet.
I mean, phlegm?
Sure.
Shouldn't be a big problem.
If you type in F-L-E-M, does the internet know what you're asking?
I don't know.
Oh, okay, so you're all set then. You don't even have to learn how to spell it.
Texas was nasal congestion.
Oh.
You might have the allergies, buddy.
Yeah.
Or you might have nose cancer.
Okay. It doesn't even correct you if you type in F-L-E-M.
Oh.
Oh.
It just says
so
a
they don't common say, did you misspelling. Mean
phlegm.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Great. There you go. Phlegm up. It gives you a book recommendation. That's nice.
There's a woman in St. Louis whose son is a junior in high school.
Okay.
She just filed a federal lawsuit because her son didn't make the varsity soccer team.
Is he an amazing soccer player?
At his high school, the JV team is all freshmen and sophomores. He played on the JV soccer team his first 2 years, but when he didn't make the varsity team this year, he wasn't allowed back on the JV team
because
that's
for...
designated for the youngsters.
So he's just out.
Right. His mom thinks it's unfair, so she's suing the school for age discrimination.
Oh.
She's also suing for sex discrimination because the girls' JV team doesn't have the same frosh, soft, only policy.
Oh.
A judge heard arguments on the lawsuit last week, and the varsity coach explained why the kid didn't make the team. He's not a good player.
Right. Even after all that time on JV, huh?
Mm-hmm. The judge is going to decide the case today. If he rules in the family's favor, the kid will be allowed to play on the JV team.
Well, I can't wait to hear what happens with that one, Vinny. Everybody gets a trophy.
What's your name?
I can't.
I was thinking the same thing. He got a trophy, you
imagine
guys.
Imagine being the kid and allowing this to happen on my behalf.
Well, like, I have a feeling his mom's a bit of a problem. Sometimes you just got to let mom.
But you know what? If you've known your mom your whole life, and I'm guessing he has, you know she overreacts to stuff. Maybe this was one of those ones where you don't run home and tell your mommy.
Maybe she was super involved in the soccer program and knew all about it and was there cheering him on at his tryout, Vinny.
Come on!
Maybe he didn't make the team because they're not into the mom.
Sounds like a bad thing.
It's so awful.
It's a little bit ridiculous parenting.
Who does that kid become? If you're letting your mom take up lawsuits on your behalf to get you back on the soccer team,
well,
who do you become?
A mama's boy. Oh.
I snorted.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. It just happened.
There's a 73-year-old grandma named Penelope Pedersen.
All right.
Yeah, that's Pedersen. In Titusville, Florida, and on Friday morning, she heard a noise on her back porch. She figured it was her cat trying to get in, so she went over and opened the curtains and saw it was actually a strange naked man.
Did she go open the door and then the...
No, she did the one thing she could think of to scare him off, because she didn't want none. She popped her dentures out and shouted, "Grandma, no teeth!"
Oh, as in, there's nothing to see here.
I guess she was hoping to gross him out.
Did it work?
It worked. The guy ran off.
Oh.
And left his clothes behind.
Oh.
The cop eventually tracked down the 28-year-old Axel Rivera.
Oh.
Wandering naked through the neighborhood, and he'd been charged with burglary and exposing sexual organs, and they believe he was extremely intoxicated at the time.
That would make sense. You know, the naked people are usually on the PCP. Isn't that, or the bath salts?
The angel dust.
Yeah, all the crazy stuff happens on those.
Drunks are pretty notorious for being naked too, though.
Yeah. A lot of times though, they'll fall and then they're like, "Wow, this is comfortable,"
and stay there.
Yeah. Usually, the energy comes from some kind of a stimulant.
One of the Instagram videos I watched just last week was a guy crossing a street with. It must have been a suitcase of beer.
Uh-huh.
It was clearly not his first suitcase of the day. But as he makes it across the street and up the curb in slow motion, I add, he just catches a little lean and then just goes completely over and then doesn't move like he's just going to bed.
This is so nice.
Yep.
This is fine.
Exactly to your point. Mm. And I thought, oh, man, I've been that guy.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Rough stuff. you're a gardener, Sarah, so I thought I'd throw this one in real quick. You appreciate the gardening.
I do love it.
A guy named Steve in New Hampshire just broke a record by growing the heaviest pumpkin in American history.
Oh, not the largest, but the heaviest.
Heaviest.
Okay.
It's 2,528 pounds, which beat the previous record by 165 pounds.
Wow. That's like the size of a car.
It won him $6,000 at a pumpkin growing championship event on Thursday. I believe we'll have the Half Moon Bay pumpkin event coming up here where they do a similar.
Yeah, like this weekend, I think, Ben.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. What I wonder is, this is all I'm asking you as the green thumb on the show. How do you know it's done?
I think that the stem withers and falls away.
Oh, so it tells you it's done.
Can't. Yeah, they grow to a certain point and then the stem sort of dies on them. Like I grew some pumpkins this year. Nothing of that. I mean, the biggest one is maybe a dinner plate size. It's decent size. They'll look great on my front porch.
They're for decoration or for pie?
No, they're just for decoration.
Oh, okay.
And just because I wanted to see if pumpkins would grow. And they did. I got like 5.
Sweet.
Yes, I'm very excited. But I'm only speaking, this is my first time ever growing pumpkins since I was little. I think my mom used to grow pumpkins. But the stems are dying and the vine is actually dying.
Ah.
And so I assume they're not getting any bigger. I guess that's how you know.
There it is.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Pete Davidson has lupus. That's why he's a bit pale.
Oh, does he?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what that dude's deal is.
I thought he had Crohn's disease.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't know why you go blonde, though, when you're already...
Maybe he thought he would make his skin tone look darker.
Oh! Oh, okay. 650 said, I was just listening to Friday's show. Hooman versus Big John is ridiculous.
I agree.
Hooman reminds me of my single 50-year-old uncle. Whenever he doesn't get exactly what he wants, he goes to the extreme opposite and says he's fine with it. And when he says it's fine, there is always a ton. Hooman, it is 3 nights out of 12 weeks. Don't make it any more awkward.
Plus, I miss you so much.
I miss you, too. So I miss our traditions. But the NFL takes precedence, everyone.
Oh, but only on the nights that there's a night game.
More important than air and water combined.
By the way, the Raiders won. The 49ers lost. The Pats got a win. Congratulations, Sarah. And the A's played this Wednesday.
Go A's.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Sorry, I'm looking over at Hooman. With sadness in my eyes. I have the charts, so we'll do that. I've got that Big Brother story that you'll be interested in. Also, Cardi B has had to surrender to police. I'll tell you what, she might be an awful person.
Cardi B?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not good what she did.
I haven't heard this at all.
And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.